First of all, we need to make our voices heard. What do we want? Save public housing. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Save public housing. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Save public housing. When do we want it? Now. So we need to tell people what's going on. A lot of people don't realise that the state government intends to tear down every single high-rise public housing estate across Melbourne. That announcement got 2 minutes of publicity in the media, and then it vanished out of the media. So I'm finding a lot of people don't know that it's happening. And there are even some people on the high-rise estates that don't know that this is happening. So we've got a task before us to build this campaign. And I'd like to first say, I'd like to acknowledge that we're standing on stolen land, land of the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung. And I'd like to recognise that the destruction of public housing in the inner city, and particularly in Fitzroy, has also made it difficult to keep the community together, keep First Nations community together. This was something I was talked about a number of years ago by Mariki Onus, a First Nations activist here, who said one of the most important things is for mob to be together in order to, for people to keep their culture and keep the cultural lineages going. And, but instead, people have been dispersed because of the cost of housing in inner city Melbourne. So there's many, many aspects that the destruction of public housing causes. And we're just at the beginning of the campaign at the moment. Now we've got almost 100 people here today, which is great considering that we've got bad weather. We've also, some of us have been very involved in the campaign to stop genocide in Palestine and other campaigns as well as this one. But this campaign, we want to build, because you have to start from letting people know what the government is doing and then giving out information, starting to rally the troops, organising protests so that we can give people confidence to save the flats, save the high-rise flats. Because if a lot of people say to the government that they're not going to move and the broader community says, we're going to back them because public housing is in everybody's interests, not just the existing tenants, but it's in the interests of the entire society. That if we're going to group together to fight to stop the demolition of the flats, the government won't be able to get away with demolishing the flats. So that's got to be our aim, everybody. So every campaign starts small, then builds big. All campaigns start that way. So we need to stay together. So at the end of this rally, we need to stick around, swap contact details, different tenants on different estates have a chance to meet each other. So we need to build this campaign. At the moment, the government is trying to get away with a trust us strategy. So the trust us means that the line they've spun to the media and they're trying to spin to tenants is that the high-rise flats are past their use-by dates. Nothing can be done. It's inevitable that they've got to go. And so that anyone who says, no, they don't need to be pulled down, is regarded as just someone who's a has-been who doesn't know what they're talking about. But the government has not presented one shred of evidence that the buildings need to be demolished. Not one shred of evidence. So if they're not prepared to provide any evidence, that means that that's not the reason they're trying to demolish the flats. The reason they're trying to demolish the flats is because they want to hand over this public land to private developers. That's what they're trying to do. They're handing over land to private developers to build mostly private flats. There's no guarantee that tenants will be allowed to return. There's no guarantee. And then for tenants who do get to return, there's no guarantee that it will be public housing that they'll return to. It'll probably be community housing, which many, many people are starting to experience now, that it's nowhere near as good as public housing. You don't have the same level of rights. It's pseudo sort of housing. So we want public housing. We want public land to remain in public hands. We don't want the developers to touch this. We want to keep this as public land. And there's evidence from overseas, from France, where public housing high-rise estates have been refurbished one flat at a time, which means people just move out while their flat is being refurbished. Then they can move back in, and so the community stays intact. Because one of the big things that happens when people are forcibly relocated means that people lose their communities. And I know of some people who've been forcibly relocated to the outskirts of Melbourne, and they've been relocated to areas where there's no bulk billing doctors. Their community isn't around them. And so especially for older people or people who need extra support, it actually shortens their life. It shortens their life if you're, you know, forced out of your homes when you've lived in those homes for many decades. So we don't want that. We need to fight to keep public housing. We need to fight to keep the high-rise estates. We need to fight to keep the estates. Put up your hands if you're with the fight to keep the estates. That's a commitment we need.